नमस्कार सलाम, मैं हूँ अपारता। खबरदार पॉडकास्ट के इस एपिसोड में एक चर्चा, ब्रिटिश फिल्म मेकर अनिल कारिया द्वारा निर्देशित फिल्म हैमलेट, जिसमें मुख्य भूमिका यानी हैमलेट का किरदार अदा किया है ब्रिटिश अभिनेता रिज अहमद ने।
My good Hamlet, we grieved your sickly father while he lived.
Let the world take note, you are the most immediate to our throne.
I pray you stay with us.
Who goes there?
चूंकि बैसाखी व्यस्त थी तो मैंने वरिष्ठ समीक्षक असीम छाबड़ा से निवेदन किया कि वो इस एपिसोड में आए और अपने कुछ विचार हमारे साथ साझा करें। असीम, इस हफ्ते वडोदरा यानि वडोदरा, आप जैसे भी इस शहर को बुलाते हैं, वहाँ पे थे एक कार्यक्रम के लिए, तो उन्हीं के होटल रूम में ये बातचीत हमने की। ओके, सो सबसे पहले असीम छाबड़ा, वेलकम टू खबरदार। इट्स बीन अ व्हाइल, हम आपको खाली, यूजुअली वी सी यू एट टिफ, बट वी गोइंग टू टॉक अबाउट अ फिल्म दैट वी सॉ एट टिफ। बट फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, इफ आर यू नो, वैसे तो खैर हमारे ज़्यादातर श्रोता होते हैं, पर लोग अगर हमें यूट्यूब पे देख रहे हैं तो असीम छाबड़ा की जो कैमरा की जो स्थिति है वो थोड़ी धुंधली सी है, which is why he is a little dhundla at the moment. It's not anything else. Yeah. But where are you? You're kind of gallivanting everywhere. Aap abhi kahan?
I'm in Baroda. This is the second time I've come here. There's a university here. It's a huge university called Parole University. 85,000 students, 200 acres of university campus. They have a film and design festival every year. So it's called Baroda ka naam badal gaya hai, Vadodara
ho gaya. Okay. Yes.
So I find hard to pronounce. So I've been doing, aaj mera kaam khatam ho gaya. Maine 5 sessions kiye.
Wow.
I did a conversation on stage with Rajat Kapoor, one with Sudhir Mishra, with Amit Masurkar, the one who made Soleimani Keeda and Newton. And the last session I did was with Rahul Ravel, bichara bahut boodha ho gaya. Then I did a sort of a panel with 3 women, Dipti Gupta, made this beautiful documentary called Shut Up Sona.
Yes, she came to Toronto as well with it.
Hot and Dogs Irene Dhar, who's an editor, also sometimes known as Onir's sister, and then Lina Yadav. So I basically, the conversation was about female gaze, women's gaze in their work. So I was really, more than everybody, I was pushing Irene as an editor. How is it sometimes you cut scenes which are like sort of reflect female gaze? So it was interesting. Unhone kya kehte hain, Lina Jadhav ne wo banaya Parch, which is a very strong feminist film.
Again, and, something we saw at TIFF.
Saw at TIFF, actually, that is true. So anyway, so I've done 5 sessions. So
ठीक है, एक दिन ऐसा आएगा कि आई विल कम टू वन ऑफ योर सेशंस इन इंडिया, चाहे वो वडोदरा में हो या कहीं किसी पहाड़ी पे हो या दिल्ली की गर्मी में हो।
मैं दिल्ली में अभी रहता है।
यस, यूर
आई मूव टू हैदराबाद, लेट
टेल यू। नहीं, अच्छा, ये अपडेट कब हुई?
ये एग्जैक्टली मंथ अगो आई मूव्ड, फर्स्ट वीक ऑफ मार्च।
वाओ,
कुछ कुछ इश्यूज डिस्कस अभी नहीं कर सकता।
Okay, that's fine. But I'm hoping that you're enjoying the biryani in Hyderabad because everybody just keeps...
Biryani bhi hai. My God, the best idlis and dosas. I mean, the South Indian food is amazing. Mm-hmm. And also because Hyderabad is this techie city.
Yes.
So, Gurgaon se bhi cooler restaurants hai, and it's really fun in a lot of ways. Yeah, kebabs and biryanis and everything.
चले, इट्स बिन अ वाइल सिंस आई हैव बीन टू हैदराबाद, सो लाड बाजार जाने का मुझे एक और मौका मिलेगा टू व्हेन आई कम विजिट यू। ओके, सो आज हम, टुडे वी वांटेड टू टॉक बिकॉज रिज अहमद्स, वेल आई विल कॉल इट रिज अहमद्स ऑल्दो द फिल्म इज डायरेक्टेड बाय अनिल कारिया, हैमलेट इज आउट, ही इज प्रोबेबली द सॉर्ट ऑफ बेटर नोन ऑफ द
कनाडा में भी रिलीज हुई है?
यस, इट
अच्छा
इज आउट इंटरनेशनली. पीपल आर सीइंग इट. हमने देखी थी, वी वॉच्ड इट एट टिफ
क्या
एंड सो या आई जस्ट वॉन्टेड टू टॉक टू यू बिकॉज आई रिमेंबर अस हैविंग आर रिएक्शंस आफ्टर वॉचिंग इट एट टिफ एंड अ लॉट ऑफ क्रिटिक्स ओवर हियर हु आर यू नो बेसिकली नॉट साउथ एशियन, नॉट इंडियन, दे आर अप्रिशिएटिंग इट अ लॉट एंड आई हैड वेरी मिक्सड फीलिंग्स अबाउट इट. आई थिंक आपका भी थोड़ा वैसा था. सो आई जस्ट वॉन्टेड टू काइंड ऑफ टच बेस एंड सी की यू नो जस्ट
So,
रिमेंबरिंग
you
वॉट इट
know,
वॉज.
I truly believe that as a critic, as a viewer, one can change their views. I mean, I still don't say that I absolutely love the film, but it has grown on me because I watched it last week again, just before I interviewed Anil Kharia, because it's open in the US also. And UK पहले ओपन है, इंडिया में पता नहीं कब होगी रिलीज. तो it grew on me. I mean, you know, Shakespeare being Shakespeare, it's in between the language, etc., can get very tough for me. Never been a fan of Shakespeare as such, but the performances बहुत पसंद आई मुझे. शिबा चड्ढा की परफॉर्मेंस बहुत पसंद आई. इनफैक्ट आई डिड अ सेपरेट इंटरव्यू विद शिबा चड्ढा बिकॉज शी इज ऑल्सो ऑन दिस शो कॉल्ड बेट विद
Yes,
रिज अहमद.
with Riz. Yes, so Sheba is playing
So,
Gertrude in this.
yeah. But you know, there are scenes in it which I don't know if you remember, because I thought it was just stunning. There's a scene immediately after the wedding where Hamlet and Gertrude are in this room together, and again he's talking about the father and the ghost, and she begins to realize that her son has completely lost it. And then Polonius, I think his name is, the Timothy Spall ka jo role hai, he walks in. Then just before that, Hamlet has pushed his mother against the mirror and her head smashes against the mirror. And I thought that there are some scenes, I mean, it was very well edited, but there's some that scene, this whole sequence is so powerful. And Hamlet ends up and then cutting the throat of Polonius, and there's blood everywhere. And just to see Sheba Chadha's reaction, and then she asks, of course, Hamlet to remove the body. I thought that, to me, so again, this is all coming from the second viewing, really. I mean, I really enjoyed the fact that there's a secret scene where, Riz's Hamlet just walks into the house towards like the first half of the film, and there is all this food lying there, and he picks up a samosa and he's munching on a samosa and going through this whole issue. Hamlet wears a kurta and his parents have a pheras at the wedding, and it still remains very Hamlet. I mean,
Okay, so
I
let's just set it up a little bit. So this is, so we watched this film at TIFF, Jaise Maine Kaha. So this is a film that stars Riz Ahmed as Hamlet, Shakespeare. It's an adaptation of Shakespeare's, one of his most famous plays. And adaptation in the sense ki matlab isko translate nahi kiya. It's literally a Shakespearean play that they have tried to do on film, which we've seen a little bit before. You know, there's
How
the
many
Kenneth
times done before?
Laurence Olivier, Kenneth Branagh, like, a whole bunch of people have done it. It's directed by Anil Karia, who I think zyadatar mujhe, I think I've known him for his music video work
He
is
made that short film called Long Goodbye, which with Riz, and they both won an Oscar for
Oscar
it.
for it, right? So there is that, very kinetic kind of a filmmaker. And isme jaise, so there's Riz Ahmed playing Hamlet, there's Sheba Chadha playing Gertrude. I'm forgetting the
Art
fa
Malik plays the father, the whatever the name is, who's the uncle who becomes a king,
Claudius,
Gertrude's
yes.
second husband.
Thank goodness मुझे अभी भी अपनी शेक्सपियर याद है. But Hamlet is one of my favorite plays, so that there's that. And this is set in kind of like a very working, so it's set in London. It's a very kind of, it's a bit hard to describe because on the one hand it's set in sort of like it's all I don't know if it's working class per se, because इसमें जो हैमलेट है, he's kind of like heir to his father's kind of big company
Real
that sort
estate
of thing.
company, something like that, that they're pushing out these poor people and they're living in a tent city. But the father's house or the uncle's house is this palatial house, which I've only seen in Karan Johar's UK based films. So there's a lot of wealth also, which is technically the kingdom of Denmark, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, जब हमने the first time and you're right, like, I mean, I have only seen it once. So, and this was at TIFF. And since then, though, I have heard some interviews with Riz. He was on Fresh Air, which is this very storied New York radio show, also available as a podcast. Jisme he talks both about Bait, which is his show on Amazon that's out abhi at the moment, apparently very interesting. And he also then talks a little bit about Hamlet. And then he sort of said ki jab, he kind of credits an old high school teacher, I
Yes,
think, a
getting
school
him
teacher.
interested in Shakespeare,
Yeah.
yeah.
For sort of getting him into this whole thing. And even usne in that interview he sort of talks about how even as a young person he could kind of see the corollaries between Hamlet and his own life growing up near Wembley or wherever it is, sort of very working class London. So with all of that context, I understand what you're talking about. Like I can see, for me, like Riz was kind of like what held
Which may be true, which may be true because I mean, in fact, when I was talking to the director also, I mean, he also clarified that they decided to make the film totally from Hamlet's point of view. So what's the name of the girl who is Hamlet's girlfriend who's in love with
Ophelia.
Hamlet? Ophelia. Yeah.
Ophelia.
The Ophelia. The Uska, I remember I've seen Hamlet on stage. I saw it with Kevin Kline once on stage in New York also. So,
Ouch.
she goes through a madness and then she falls into a river or something like that.
Yes,
Uska
yes.
nahi dikhate. You see her, she's dead. And we're not giving away any spoilers really, because people know
It's
Hamlet, people know
it's
Hamlet.
an old play.
So they've sort of cut it down to everything is from the camera on Riz's faces and Hamlet's perspective, basically 90% of the film and 99% of the film.
But yeah, it's like fascinating to see like Riz walk in and wo ek safed kurte pajame mein hai,
I
and
know, and
he was
he
here.
grabs the
It's
samosa.
there are parts of it that are brilliant, like parts of it which are very sort of localized in that culture, which I thought were really, really great. But then there were other parts of it, but I was kind of just like, which direction are they going in? That one speech, a very important speech of Hamlet's father is Hamne, we both noted, probably Google translated or something was terrible that Hindi. So
Because to be not to be,
Nay, not to be,
when
not to be, though, uska fine. He's in a car and he's like
he's
driving
in a
really.
car,
Yeah, that was
speeding car.
interesting. Now, that was really interesting. Like the way they really made that very kinetic,
Yeah.
that whole thing. Nay, the
Yeah.
father's speech, the ghost speech.
The ghost speech, yeah.
Yeah, that was a travesti, given
He
what
meets the
the.
father, and वो हिंदी में डाली थी तो पता नहीं हिंदी में क्यों. That's the only thing in Hindi. And he meets the father's ghost on top of a building,
Yes.
on a rooftop of a building,
Yeah.
which was so yeah.
So, I mean, that, and given that apparently Riz and I think Anil had been thinking about this for a long time, there are aspects of it like that. I mean, it's again, it's such a storied play that I was kind of like, yaar, unhone aise kyun kiya? Because, like, for me, for instance, one of the adaptations that I really appreciated of Hamlet in the context of Hindi cinema is Haider. Besaki and I have talked about this before. Aapne bhi dekhi hogi, I'm sure,
हाँ
Vishal
हेलो तो बहुत
Bhatt.
फैंटास्टिक है.
Yeah,
हाँ
which is written by Basharat Peer. I think you might know.
एंड विशाल या
Yeah.
हाँ
So for me, that was like really fascinating the way that they translated the play onto Kashmir, right? And
राइट
how Kashmir then becomes Denmark, and that sort of that sense of very topical things about Kashmir, the kind of
राइट
militarization over there, the idea of the half widows, the disappeared, people over there, all of that. Even in that film, Shraddha Kapoor was a little bit jarry, but still, like there was such thought put into it. Even Rosencrantz and Guildenstern with their Salman Khan. Yeah. So I just re and if we're talking about ghosts, comparing the ghosts, so remember Irfan Khan's, like they had sort of
So I
translated
mean,
it.
that's a very different Hamlet, and I mean especially Irfan's entry as
Yeah.
a ghost, and he's actually not a ghost. He's actually उसको रूदार कहते हैं, but
Yeah.
he's actually he's actually a man who reports that he was in the jail with his
With his
father.
father.
He reports his father's Confession. By the way, one correction. So I'm sure Anil Kharia was involved in it. It was actually Riz and the scriptwriter Michael Leslie. ये
That's
दोनों
right.
ऑक्सफोर्ड में थे
Oh.
एंड उन्होंने वहां पर भी ऑक्सफोर्ड में भी प्ले किया एंड रिज हैज बीन ऑब्सेस्ड. आई गेस अ लॉट ऑफ दिस बिकम्स लाइक स्पेशली ब्रिटिश एक्टर्स यू नो दैट दे हैव टू परफॉर्म हैमलेट वन डे काइंड ऑफ अ थिंग यू नो
नहीं,
इट
हैमलेट
इट
इज अ थिंग. वो फॉर एनी एक्टर, आप चाहे कोई भी, आप ब्रिटिश हो, आई मीन स्पेशली आई सपोज फॉर ब्रिटिश पीपल, बट यू नो
या
इवन इन कैनेडा, लाइक आई यू नो देर इज अ वेरी वेल नोन एक्टर ओवर हियर, राहुल बनेजा. ही इज डन अ हैमलेट सोलो विच आई हैव सीन ऑन स्टेज, एंड दैट वॉज रिमार्केबल टू प्ले ऑल ऑफ दोज डिफरेंट कैरेक्टर्स एज अ सोलो मैन. सो नो, हैमलेट 100%. लाइक आई थिंक एनी एक्टर worth his or her salt would want to, you know, cut their teeth on this role. Although that's there. I was just wondering, like, I mean, I really appreciated Riz's and Anil's and you know, the co-writers' sort of take on it. I was just थोड़ा सा मुझे था कि लाइक यू नो लाइक फॉर इंस्टेंस जो वो शादी वाला सीन होता है, द वे दे सॉर्ट शॉट इट, इट वाज सो ऑन द वन हैंड केओटिक विच काइंड ऑफ मेक्स सेंस, बट देन आई वाज लाइक इज दिस रियली अ रियल एस्टेट टाइकून्स यू नो. इट जस्ट काइंड ऑफ रियली फेल्ट अ
But the
लिटिल
shot scene is
स्ट्रेंज.
actually, and there's a whole dance sequence which I thought, and you know, I thought, now I read up a lot about it. So Akram Khan, this Bangladeshi British choreographer dancer, he choreographed the
He
scene.
did? Oh my God.
Yes, and they play Mast Kalandar. They dance to Mast
Yes.
Kalandar, and at the end of the dance, the dancer there's a photograph now. The main dancer is in the middle, and the rest of them, you know, they show their hands towards, you know, towards the father, the uncle. So there are all these ways, and the uncle has this guilt feeling. Although a lot of it is also, I mean, even now that I've talked to some people, or you know, that I interviewed people in Telebi, there is this whole interpretation about whether the ghost actually exists. This man is losing it, you know, Hamlet. So I mean, there were moments in it with heavy Shakespearean language, although they don't say thou, and that's a word they don't use, but heavy Shakespearean conversations, which got a little irritating. But because I know the basic crux of the Hamlet story, and also because when I was watching the second time, I was noticing it from different perspectives, especially looking for all the South Asian angles. I love the scene towards the end when, you know, everybody starts to get poisoned, and they're drinking this wine which may be poisoned. There's so much bloodshed in it, and I guess so many deaths, everybody dies.
I mean, it is the tragedy of Hamlet for a reason.
So मुझे अच्छा लगा. I mean, because I mean, I again, हैदर देखा था, but हैदर is a very Indian film. It's a very fine Bollywood film. It's a very smartly done Bollywood film, and it's got songs and it's got romance, but it's got these Bollywood stars, and then there is this sort of this anger, and you know, bringing the Kashmir issue in it, and as you said, the missing the half widows and everything else. But I hadn't seen a Hamlet like this. They said it in UK. At times I felt I was watching, like, you know, there's a Barat sequence which reminded me of Benedict, like Beckham, so I'm watching another Gurinder Chadha kind of a thing. So there's a whole Desi Barat that goes, and there's a whole Desi Shadi. I mean, you know, that fellow wears Art Malik's character wears this beautiful achkan, and Gertrude is in a sari in the midst of this very, very violent sequences. I mean, Sheba Chadha in a sari. So as I said, it grew on me as I was observing these specific points.
I guess what I'm hoping is, you know, क्योंकि हमने लाइक वी हैव सीन सो मच अमेजिंग स्टफ आउट ऑफ ब्रिटेन, राइट? लाइक आई मीन आई काइंड ऑफ थिंक अबाउट ऑल द कंटेम्प्रेरी स्टफ दैट दे डू, ऑल दीज अमेजिंग एक्टर्स, और इवन लाइक ओल्ड स्टफ लाइक ईस्ट एंडर्स एंड स्टफ लाइक यू नो देर इज सो मच दैट
I
इज
never watched
इंस
these centers, but yeah.
वेल, बट यू आई मीन आई डोंट नो, आई मीन देर इज सो मच दैट्स रियली सॉर्ट ऑफ inspired out of English. So this to me is also like it's fascinating as an exercise, like sort of situating it in that particular milieu and all of that. I just wish they would take a little bit more I think give a bit more importance to things like sets and design and, just stuff like that. Whereas I think a lot of times perhaps they're just a bit more focused on just the project
Oh, they showed a
itself.
very, very lavish house where, I guess Desis live in those kind of homes, the rich Desis.
Yeah, but it didn't look lived in. You know what I mean? Like it looked like a set is what I'm saying. Like agar aap kar rahe hain, then sort of go home and
Actually,
go home.
the moments they looked lived in, because there's a moment that Hamlet goes up, and you see the room which had been occupied by his dead father, and they still have the medicines on the side, and
Ah, that's true.
दूसरी बार देखने से मुझे सबको नोटिस हुआ.
Yeah. I
But
guess maybe it's one of those films that you need to re-watch and
yeah,
sort of get
I mean,
all
I
of
watched it
those.
only because I was going to do the interview, and then while I watched it, I found it interview interesting. I'm still not, as I said, the Hamlet gets dull. But I think people, if they watch it again from the perspective of looking at this South Asian-ness to which they add to it. Actually, I wrote the thing. I think they're Hindus, because there's a phera sequence, and even at the beginning, उसके फादर की डेथ होती है, तो क्रिमेशन होता है, इट्स इलेक्ट्रिक क्रिमेटोरियम. And I thought that was really interesting. If it's a Hindu Hamlet.
I mean, I guess they're setting it in a Punjabi family, right? Like, I mean, and so not a Pakistani Punjabi family, in which it would be a bit different, but like an Indian Punjabi family, which I am assuming Jo wahan ki jo they're sort of depicting a reality of
हाँ, बिकॉज जो
whatever.
बारात वगैरह थी, दैट वाज वेरी पंजाबी. विजुअली आई फाउंड इट, आई लाइक्ड इट. सम ऑफ द ड्रामेटिक मोमेंट्स, एज आई सेड, देयर वाज सो मच ब्लड, एंड आई फाउंड इट वेरी रिवॉर्डिंग. स्पेशली द सीक्वेंस दैट आई एम मेंशनिंग, बट पोलोनियस डेथ व्हेन हैमलेट किल्स हिम, एंड हिज ब्लड इज सॉर्ट ऑफ गशिंग आउट ऑफ टिमोथी स्पॉल्स नेक, and Gertrude's, the mother, is Sheba Cha does like this, aghast and shocked, and then she wants to save her son and says, take the body out. And
I
I
mean,
think टिफ
definitely worth a watch. I mean, that I
मैंने
would
टिफ
say.
मैंने टिफ में देखी थी, तो मैंने उस दिन तीन या चार फिल्में देखी थी. आई रिमेम्बर सीइंग सेंटिमेंटल वैल्यू एंड हैमलेट, एंड
Oh,
एटलीस्ट एक और भी
yeah.
देखी थी शायद. दैट वाज माय फर्स्ट डे देयर. And
Yeah, it's a bit
it's
tough to watch this after sentimental value. So, yeah, I think maybe that's what colored
that, and
that
then a
for
few
me.
days later I saw Hamlet,
Well.
Chloe Zhao's, which is such a brilliant, I love that film, really. Devastatingly heartbreaking, and especially the last 20 minutes.
Everybody was crying
Yeah.
in that theater. Yeah. Nee, but I suppose, yeah, I mean, it's well worth a watch. I mean, I never say ki aapko movie nahi dekhni chahiye. I guess because, that it had Riz Ahmed involved in it, and because we know the things that he's capable of, so meri expectations shayad kuch aur thi. And so it's just, and yeah, jaise aapne kaha, like after watching it, with sentimental value, and inadvertently you end up doing some comparisons, but maybe I need to go watch it
I was
again.
little sort of, I hadn't seen Art Malik for
Oh,
ages, for
yes.
decades. I mean, I remember seeing Art Malik in Jewel in the Crown in the early 80s when I came to America, and then saw him in some other action films. He was in a Schwarzenegger film or something like that, I forget. He was actually in James Bond film also. And suddenly, out of the blue, he appears in this, and he's, of course, aged. Everybody ages, and it's been like 30, 40 years I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Mujhe Sheba Chadha bahut pasand aati hai, and she was in this. I don't know if you've seen this, this Anusha Rizvi's film,
The
The
Great
Great Shamsi.
Shamsuddin. Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah. To usme, and whole range of other films. I mean, where she plays the mother's roles. She had a very small mother's role in A Suitable Boy, where she plays Kabir's mother. I thought she was heartbreakingly brilliant in this, in Badhai
One of the,
Ho,
yes.
second wali jo thi.
Yes.
She plays Rajkumar Rao's mother, and a sequence when she goes and hugs him, and she first puts a hand on his chest, and he bursts out crying. Bahut kamal ki actress hai.
She is.
So, तो उसमें भी, इसमें भी गर्ट्रूड के रोल में इट वाज क्वाइट अमेजिंग, एंड शी इज रनिंग अराउंड एंड शी हैज अ साड़ी ऑन एंड
No,
द
and to do
टॉक.
again Shakespeare, right? And to do
हाँ
like
या
that, I mean,
द
again, a
शॉक लुक कर
storied,
रखते.
it's a storied role, this one of Gertrude, so.
तो गर्ट्रूड को साड़ी पहना दी, वो ही आई फाउंड वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग आल्सो.
ठीक है, so Gertrude in a saree is, and Riz Ahmed in a kurta is eating a samosa is
या
what we're
ही
going
वो
for.
ही वो ही वेयर्स द कुर्ता. देयर इज अ सीक्वेंस इन द वेडिंग व्हेन हैमलेट, रिज एमज हैमलेट गेट्स टोटली क्रेजी, और वो चुन्नी लपेट लेता अपने सर पे. आई डोंट नो इफ यू रिमेम्बर दैट. इट्स अ वेरी क्रेजी सीक्वेंस, एंड अगेन यू नो विद शेक्सपियरियन लैंग्वेज गोइंग अराउंड समटाइम्स दे, आई मीन बीइंग ऑनेस्ट, आई मीन आई डोंट अंडरस्टैंड शेक्सपियर, नेवर स्टडीड इट इन स्कूल और समथिंग. But there was madness in that sequence also, I thought, which was very interesting.
All of that I
Good.
loved. I'm I mean, I've studied Shakespeare. It's been, as a literature student, it's just one of those things. So I mean, the language didn't bother me so much. It was just some of the, I just kind of like, again, merely, these scenes are so like, I have such I don't know, they matter a lot to me. So sometimes when I see a little bit of a mess up, I'm just like, or where you've altered things a little bit, which I'm kind of like, I'm not
Did
sure the
you find it
direction.
Hamlet diluted?
Not so. I mean, obviously, it's not that play. Agar aap isko, and it's a pretty tight film. Ye main usko dungi ki, it didn't seem ridiculously stretched or something. So they've cut it down a lot. Ophelia and Laertes kai almost none combination kar diya hai. There are various characters, like you said, who are missing. So yeah, I mean, I didn't mind that it was trimmed so much, and I liked the aspect of Hamlet's point of view. That now that you're sort of saying it, I can see how that works. All of that was fine. I just found some of the interpretations that they took a little facile, which I was like hoping. I just hope the thing is, I expect more from Riz. That's all. Aur to kuch nahi.
Yeah, again, you know, for the interpretation of Hamlet's point of view, you know, the camera's on Riz's face, and he is sort of in this frenzy kind of mood throughout. There's a craziness that he just, his entire body sort of propels in one direction, another direction, and it's just madness that's taking him. Yes, we know he's aware of the fact he thinks his father's dead, and the father is dead, of course, but the uncle killed him, and the mother was responsible, and the fact that they get married immediately afterwards, which again, you know, अब हिंदू सिचुएशन में तो एक साल शादी नहीं करते. जब कोई डेथ हो जाती है फैमिली में तो इमीजिएटली कर लेते हैं. विलियम शेक्सपियर ने कहा था कर लो शादी तो.
नहीं, देर आर एक्सटेन्यूएटिंग सर्कमस्टांसेस. हमारे हमारी फैमिली में भी हो चुकी है ऐसी एक शादी, लाइक इमीडिएटली आफ्टर अ डेथ. सो आई मीन आई मीन आई गेस आईड वॉच इट फॉर रिज. रिज वॉज समथिंग एल्स. And Shiva and these amazing actors. And he had, in that interview in Fresh Air, he had mentioned how he was a very new father at that time,
Yes.
operating on very little sleep.
Yeah.
So that might be another reason for the kind of.
Yeah. Both he and Anil Kalra also,
Yes.
I watched one of the videos, recently became a father. I would love to listen to the Fresh Air.
You should. It's pretty decent. It's
Yeah.
pretty good. Okay,
Yeah.
well, thank you so much for your
Thank you.
time, Abhi, and
Thank you.
look forward to seeing you in Hyderabad. And in the meanwhile,
Yes.
I'll go watch Hamlet again.
Yes.
Looks like I need to do it. Okay.
Okay. All
Thank
right.
you.
Bye. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you. Yeah.
असीम छाबड़ा का बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया कि वो बहुत ही शॉर्ट नोटिस पे इस एपिसोड में आए. और अनिल कारिया द्वारा निर्देशित, जिसमें रिज अहमद हैमलेट की भूमिका निभा रहे हैं, उस फिल्म के बारे में उन्होंने हमें अपने कुछ विचार बताए. और शुक्रिया अदा करते हैं राजेश तुगल और इट्स वाटर का तकनीकी मदद और थीम म्यूज़िक के लिए, और मलिका और दक्ष को जो कभी कभी अपनी माँ की बात सुन लेते हैं. तो इसी के साथ अगले एपिसोड तक हमें इजाजत दीजिए और खबरदार रहिए.